This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's us back at it on What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. Clinton Bismarck wants to weigh in here. Let's get Clinton here first up on the program. And then we're going to tell you about a couple of things this hour that you need to know about the Biden agenda that could make things worse. I know this will be a big surprise. Surprise you, Kevin?
No.
one of them, supply chains. We're all concerned about supply chains and getting products to market and whatnot. So you wouldn't want to make it more difficult to get truckers.
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't think. When you complain about gas prices and the spike in energy costs, you wouldn't want to make things more difficult for energy production, would you?
No.
Yes, but they are on both. So stay tuned.
Piling on, you say?
Stay tuned. Exactly right. But we are going to relish what happened last night in Virginia because it is a hard stop on the Biden agenda for the people. It won't be for the politicians, but the message is being delivered. Clint, are you spiking the football today?
You know, I'm pleased with how things turned out, but to be honest with you, I don't think we need to take a victory lap. I think the Republicans are too quick to do that. The other side is rallying their forces and ganging up and ready to do battle, and they do battle so much better than the Republicans. And when you talked about O'Biden and embarrassing, which you're spot on, I think it's embarrassing that a conservative state like North Dakota had two senators and a representative vote for $1.2 trillion that we didn't have to spend, and 600 and some billion of it were garbage. You know what? If we don't have money to spend, we can't spend it. I'm for infrastructure that is privately funded, like Keystone XL. We shut our pipelines down. We played into their hand. And you know what? Thank God that the Democrats, that it wasn't big enough for them, that they've held it up. And I think our guys need to do everything they can do to run away from that and try to not make it happen.
And I'd love to, when we have more time, walk through what you think is garbage in the $670 billion. I think it's obvious at a time when you have Democrats have every level of power that anything that you say, okay, we're going to compromise on, here's what I want, here's what you want, there's going to be stuff in there you don't want. That's a given.
Yes, Scott, but climate change.
Well, thankfully,
the climate change, Scott.
Climate change. Most of that wokeness ended up in the bill. I hope now is stopped dead in its tracks. The social infrastructure. So, again, I think just look at it from North Dakota's standpoint. First of all, it's $1.2 billion. You say we don't have. We've already allocated it. So the Highway Trust Fund, which is money from your gas taxes, pay for half of this. And the other half comes from COVID money that hasn't been spent yet. I'd love for it to go back against the debt. That won't happen. They'll either spend it on crazy stuff or you'll repurpose it to actually take North Dakota's infrastructure spending and double it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. This will be voted on in the House soon and then can become law. Let's hope it is decoupled once and for all from the other boondoggle, but I do appreciate your call very much, Clint. Thank you. We can continue to debate all of that. One thing I want to tell you before I introduce our next guest, and that is that our trip to New York City is a little more than a month away now, December 7th through the 11th. Maria and I have hosted this for a dozen years and gone to New York City most of those years, Washington, D.C. one year, but New York City at Christmas time with the Rockettes, with the Broadway shows, with the fantastic sights to be seen, including the life-changing 9/11 Memorial and Museum, Trump Tower. We have a heck of a trip lined up. You've heard a lot about that. I just want to let you know it's your last chance to sign up. We've got to close out the trip here in the next week, I think, at the most. So if you heard about it, interested, want to go, leave from Bismarck or Fargo, your choice. Send me a text right now. I'll get you the itinerary, line you up with the folks that can tell you all the details. Trip's $31.99 per person. That's based on double occupancy, and if you pay by check, it's a little bit more. If you pay by credit card, there's a few details like that that they can tell you all about. Scott H at flagfamily.com for an email, Scott H at flagfamily.com, or send me a text, 701-237-1590. Kelly Crapu is here. Kelly is with True North Compliance Services, and there is a new regulation set to take place in February of 22 that will make it more difficult to recruit truck drivers in a time of a supply chain crisis. One of those head scratchers you can't make up. Kelly, thanks for coming in to tell us about this. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yes, you are correct. In February of 2022, a new regulation is set to go into effect that will 100% affect trucking companies and those individuals who would like to either upgrade their commercial driver's license or obtain a new driver's license, a commercial driver's license for the first time. Like you said, in a time where supply chain is at a complete crisis, we're going to put another regulation in there that is going to make this even more critical.
So right now it's tough to recruit.
Correct.
Right? And the pool is shrinking.
Absolutely. So the latest numbers that I have is that in the United States alone, the trucking industry is short about 60 to 80,000 truck drivers.
Okay.
In about 10 years, we're going to be looking at over a million truck drivers that we're going to be short.
Oh, man.
So, and why is that? You know, there's a lot of reasons. Obviously, it's not the most lucrative job anymore. Back in the 70s and 80s when you're doing the, you know, Smokey and the Bandit thing, that was, you know, fun. And people just aren't getting into trucking anymore. It's a hard lifestyle. You're not home every night to see your families. The other thing is age. So right now I would think I'm guessing the average truck driver age is 55 to 60 in 10 years. Those people are going to be looking to retire. We are not recruiting 18 to 21 year olds simply because of law. So an 18 year old cannot cross the state line. We can send them from Fargo to Williston, but we can't send them from Fargo to Moorhead.
How dumb is this? It's just self-inflicted wounds here. It's just crazy.
That's another law that we need to... The FMCSA, who is the head of transportation on the highways, is looking at lowering the age of letting 21-year-olds, under 21-year-olds, cross the state lines, but that would be a pool of drivers that we should try to attract to the industry, simply because that's a large group of young people that this is a great time for you to see the world, see the country, get in a truck and move some supplies. But we can't at this point because they're stuck intrastate only. They can only be in their home state.
This reminds me of the California port thing, Kevin, you've been talking so much about. I mean, what's the problem? Oh, we ban owner-operators, right? We ban trucks that are any older than 10 years old.
Correct.
And we can't get enough trucks in here to take the shipping container. Well, hello, you've got a self-inflicted wound. We're not 24/7. We're, you know, all the games that are being played, but we know all that. This is a rule that's going to make things worse.
Correct.
What's the reason for the rule, the change in February of 2022?
Well, the FMCSA wanted to streamline training and make all truck drivers kind of drive in the same fashion. Fuel economy would be better. I'm trying to just get a streamlined process that everyone was kind of being trained the same way.
Kelly, what is the
The FMCSA is the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Okay.
It's a federal regulator.
So they are an arm of the Department of Transportation.
I was thinking, you said FM, I'm thinking Fargo-Moorhead?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay, no, I just wanted to get clear on that. Okay.
So they're the arm of the DOT,
gotcha.
one section of the DOT. Okay. And so they wanted to streamline processes, and also, I mean, it's inherently the rule is good. We want people who haven't had a CDL in the past to have good training, solid training, classroom training, behind-the-wheel training. Great rule. until a pandemic hit. And now this is where we're at. This isn't a good timing for this. The FMCSA, the original rule went into effect in 2016 and was set to go live in 2020. We did get a two-year delay on that, but now that two-year delay is up, and now we are going to be faced with this new rule in February of 2022. And so what it means is if I, who just has a regular Class D commercial or Class D license, wants to get her CDL, I have to find a trainer who is on a list that the FMCSA puts out that does so many hours. It's not necessarily numbers of hours, but
hold that thought. I want you to walk us through what will change and what's coming. And again, the issue here is this must be delayed. It has just got to be put on a hard pause, but it's going to take the industry to say, wait a minute, here's what's happening. Questions or comments on this, welcome at 258-0550. Brought to you today by Action Movers. Their business is moving. Guess what they need? Drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, movers, packers, you know, warehousemen, the whole works. So again, got a Class D AL, CDL, this is a good living. It'll even help you be an owner-operator. Call him at 566-5532 to find out more.
Matt Topp, he's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at Action Movers. As I mentioned, that number 566-5532. What I really encourage people to do, if you're interested in going to work for Action Movers, go see the folks there, Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot. Also brought to you today by our friends at Gateway Building. And guess what they have right now? They have bins, because they're the number one Brock bin dealer in the United States of America. How about that? So they have bin storage in stock right now. They have great discounts right now. West Fargo, Fergus Falls, Jamestown location. In stock, grain bin storage from Gateway Building Systems. 60-plus years of service, 3 locations, 5-star service. Check them out online. Gatewaybuilding.com. Call them at 800-747-4499. We're talking about compliance and new rules set to take effect in February that will make the already difficult challenge in getting enough truck drivers on the road even more difficult. So we're talking about that. Kelly Crapo is here. Kelly is the compliance manager with True North Compliance Services. Folks may know True North as True North Steel, good North Dakota company. This is a offshoot of that company, and your clients are many, right?
Correct.
And you help them follow the rules.
Yep, that is my job, to keep them safe and in compliance.
And right now the rules are changing. Questions or comments, by the way, for Kelly, welcome, 701-258-0550. So before the break, you were talking about this new rule and what it will require. So, and this has been in the making for a while. Sounds to me a little woke-like, because some of it is environmental, right?
Correct.
And I don't know why we need new rules to brainwash drivers on you know, how to take their foot off the gas or something, or what?
Correct. I think people are doing just fine as they are. People that have been driving truck for years are doing a great job. Like we had talked in the break, the Highway Safety Administration has put out documents and data that says that highway crashes involving semis have come down exponentially. So that's a good thing. So I'm not sure why we need to change anything. Again, if you are a brand new commercial driver who wants to get their CDL, I understand that you need some training. You just don't stick somebody in an 80,000 pound rig and send them down the road, especially if they're hauling hazardous materials or something like that, or a heavy haul. I get that. However,
well, you know what they ought to do is they ought to say, you know, okay, you're new to the profession. We want to get you the correct training as quick as possible to get you into the pipeline.
Correct.
You know, you should expedite it, not slow it down.
Yep. And that's exactly what's happening.
And this rule will slow it down.
Correct.
Because what are they now requiring that they don't? What will they require that they don't now require?
Sure. So let's just take myself. I have just a normal class driver's license, a Class D. I want to get my CDL. I go take the permit test. It's a written test at the DMV. I get my CDL or my permit. I drive around with somebody who has their CDL for a little bit. Then I go in and take the written test, and then I have my CDL. It's pretty simple. Now what will happen is that I'm going to be required to take 2 classes. One is going to be theory-based or classroom-based training, which I went through the training, and it's about 18 to 20 hours long. First of all, you have to find a certified trainer that the FMCSA has deemed certified. And how much is this going to cost? It's going to range anywhere from, you know, $150 for the classroom portion to $1,000. It just is all going to depend on which trainer you choose. Once you've done that classroom training, you get a certificate. Then the next thing you need to do is find another trainer, or it could be the same trainer, that will do the behind-the-wheel training, just like you did when you were 14, 15, 16, when you were getting your driver's license.
All that new.
All new. And then, once you get that done, then you can present those certificates to the DMV to get your CDL at that point.
And by the way, somebody's got to hire people for those jobs, too.
Correct.
And have enough slots to be able to train people.
And
so you don't have a big backlog.
Correct. And if you have been, let's say you're a truck driving or a trucking company here in Fargo-Moorhead who has a trainer, if they don't meet the training requirements that the FMCSA has put out, they will not be a trainer. There are certain requirements that these trainers have to also meet in order for them to be a trainer. So it's lots of regulation. It's not going to be, I'm telling you, and I want people to know this because I want them to be, I want to be proactive for truck driving companies and those folks that want to get a CDL. If you are looking to get a CDL, adding an endorsement or want to upgrade your CDL from a B to an A, do it now. Don't wait. I mean, because it's going to be a lot more difficult and it's going to cost you time and money. So I'm encouraging you to do it now because there's going to be a lot more regulation for you to weed through to get things done.
Bob in Minon has a question. Go ahead, Bob. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Daniel, not hearing Bob. Hang on a second here. Let's try this now. Bob, can you hear me?
Are you there?
I am. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. This has to do with a law that's in effect as a private, you know, I don't have a CDL with farm and ranch, and have found out that if our GVW is over 26,000 and we go out of state, that we have to comply with all commercial type trucking, log books, all of this stuff. And so if I buy a piece of equipment in South Dakota or Nebraska and want to go with my one-ton pickup with my gooseneck flatbed gooseneck trailer, my GVW is over 26,000. If I get stopped by highway patrol or truck and weight measures, and which has happened to me, you know, it came out to like a $1,000 fine. Here I am just going to get my own, so now I have to hire a commercial trucker to go get that. Is that, do you think that's having an effect on some of this also?
That could. I don't know how much it's affecting the new entry-level driver training requirements, but you are correct. As a farmer or a rancher, you have that 150-air-mile safe zone, but once you're outside of that safe zone, all bets are off. So you are correct. Your one-ton truck with your gooseneck trailer that's over 26,001 GVWR, all of the rules now apply to you. So you have learned a hard lesson that a lot of people don't know. Again, you're in the safe zone. You don't have to follow any of the rules. As a farmer and a rancher, as long as you stay within 150 air miles of your ranch. However, once you get outside that safe zone, all of the rules apply, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. So you bring a very good point that a lot of people don't realize that a one-ton truck itself doing business across the state lines is a commercial motor vehicle. So people who are house painters or construction guys that just have a one-ton truck, it's over 10,001 pounds GVWR going across into Minnesota, you are considered a commercial motor vehicle, and all of the rules that are put out by the FMCSA do apply to you.
Oh, this is just more frustration on top of frustration. And as you say, Bob, in your case, maybe at some point you say, well, I'll go out and hire a trucker then to do this and follow the rules. Well, then there's more of a pain point on the truckers. What do you want to happen here at a minimum? Just delay this rule?
I really would like a delay. I just don't think it's not a good time. Who could have predicted a pandemic? Obviously, no one. But that is making supply chain already crazy behind. I would really, really, really like a delay. The other thing that's frustrating to me as well is there's already large trucking companies that have petitioned the FMCSA and said, you know what, we can't abide by this rule right now because it's too much. It's going to put too much pressure on us. A large trucking company. We're talking 500 trucks. Okay, a 500 asset trucking company can't abide by the rules in February. But some little North Dakota trucking company that has 8 units is okay. They're going to feel the cost of that more than a 500-unit trucking company.
Boy, are they ever. Well, good luck in this battle. We'll ask Senator Kramer on Friday. Kev, Todd, I won't be here Friday, but you two will be.
Yep.
If there's any chance of delaying this and get an answer on that from Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, and others. Good luck to you, Kelly. Thanks for the update.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate the time.
A warning of what's to come in February. Kelly from True North Compliance Services.
Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia's Commonwealth has spoken, and their next governor will be Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin.
And a defining moment that is now millions of Virginians walking together.
Glenn Youngkin defeated former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe by nearly 2 percentage points. Other races in Virginia, as a lieutenant governor and attorney general, both leaning Republican, with 95% of the votes counted. The race for New Jersey governor didn't end on Election Day. In a surprise, the contest, once seen as a shoe-in for Governor Phil Murphy, remain too close to call Wednesday, with results so far showing the Democrat governor and Republican challenger, Jack Citarelli, less than one percentage point apart. In what some are calling poetic justice, the Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions for 2021 as they defeated the Houston Astros Tuesday night, 7-0. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Time to make you hungry because PetroServe USA is serving up a home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. Chicken pot pie sound good to anybody?
Yeah.
What's not to love about chicken pot pie, huh?
From scratch, hello.
Into the PetroServe USA in Euland. Glendon has pulled pork lasagna downtown Fargo today. Meatball sub if you're traveling 29, 12th Avenue exit, PetroServe USA. Meatball sub, 12th Avenue location. Swedish meatballs on West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Same in Valley City. They got a lasagna choice there. And any PetroServe today, two fresh baked cookies. You buy two of them, you get one free. Any size coffee or cappuccino, load up that giant, biggest mug you can find, 49 cents. Great deal right there. Jason is listening while driving a big rig. Jason, what's on your mind?
Pass, guy. This is a bunch of baloney. Far more regulations on trucking. I've been doing this for 30-some years. I started driving when I was 11 years old. My dad did this for 47 years. You know, we didn't even have cell phones or GPSs or nothing back then, and then they wanted to do all this kind of stuff, but yet it's okay for the family weekend where to get in his camper and hook up his boat and his pickup and everything else and drive down the highway with no CDL or nothing else, no logbook, no nothing after he's worked a 10-hour day, but he's okay, though. He's safe. Then on Sunday night, he hooks it back up and heads right back home again, but that's okay after he's been partying all weekend, been on the boat. But I guess we don't know what we're doing out here. Then you wonder why we're looking for truck drivers, because we're sick and tired of it. That's why.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. And I've sensed that fatigue for a long time. We have a great reverence for the folks that move everything in this country, keep our economy going as truckers. Always enjoyed our conversations over the years, learned so much from them. And you are 100% right. It makes zero sense whatsoever. And you know what? Sometimes it takes a wake-up call, and I think that's what this quote-unquote supply chain crisis is right now.
You bet.
You know, wait a minute. We're short close to six figures in truck drivers. Oh, that's why the shelf is bare. Maybe I have rethink this, you know.
They forget. Where were they on Christmas and Thanksgiving while we were out hauling this stuff to keep them shopping on Black Friday and stuff like that? But you know what? Not all of us do this for the money. A lot of us, yes, we're out here to make a living. I've done this my whole life. I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I grew up in it. But the point of it is the benefit for what we're getting back out of it anymore is that they absolutely hate us out here. They took our restaurants away. They took everything away from us. We're just a bunch of dogs. We worked during COVID. Don't tell me they care, because they don't.
Feel your pain, Jason. Appreciate it. And the Great Awakening is happening. Last time, prime example of it in Virginia was happening with school boards across the country. We're channeling this frustration into doing something about it. Look at the vaccine mandates, the pushback that's happening there. You know?
Yeah, and you got to hope restaurants are opening back up. I mean, look at stadiums. Look at arenas around the country. It's time.
It is. One of the reasons the folks are holding a gathering Monday, state capital, Bismarck. COVID has changed lives. Many have been told their job is not essential if your family's well-being is being threatened by unconstitutional vaccine mandates. These folks want you to know you're not alone. Monday, steps of the state capitol, Bismarck, noon until 2, a We the People rally. And details are online at wethepeoplend.com. Wethepeoplend.com. I want you to know that. Kathleen Scama is here to tell us about another new rule and regulation that Joe Biden was just giddy about over there in Scotland. Regulations on methane emissions. You might have heard about this, but what does it mean? What is it intended to do? What kind of an impact will it have on the number one funder of schools, water projects, roads, right here in the great state of North Dakota as an example? Kathleen, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Break down this announcement. What's Biden up to now with this methane emission regulation that he was so happy about in Scotland?
Well, he had to have something in Scotland, right? Because, you know, he didn't really have anything else to say. But the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, rushed out a rule so that President Biden would have something to talk about when he was in Scotland. And they rushed it out in advance of having the information they need to put out the rule. And it's so rushed that they didn't even finish writing it, and they plan to supplement it next year. So I'm not sure what that means other than it was politically motivated. Look, we've known for some time that this administration was going to come in and regulate methane. That's not a surprise. But on top of everything else, like your previous caller was talking about, you know, on top of everything else, it is really designed to suppress production of American oil and natural gas. And, you know, the industry has worked hard over three decades to reduce methane emissions by 23%, even as we've increased natural gas production by 71%. So we're producing more, emitting less, but that's never good enough because, just like your previous caller was talking about, it's not up to responsible people who've been doing this for years and, you know how to be safe on the road. Likewise with the oil and natural gas industry. We have been working to reduce our emissions. We're providing more natural gas to the country, which is really the number one reason we've reduced greenhouse gas emissions more than any other country, is not because of announcements at climate summits where all the elites jet in on their private jets. It's about real reductions by increasing natural gas electricity generation. We've reduced more emissions than wind and solar energy combined, and we've been doing that since about 2000. So it's not about real results. It's about what you can talk about at Glasgow that is important to this president.
And however it becomes a regulation, and I agree with you, it's totally political and timed and rushed out and everything else, they still want to do it. Now, would it be included in this utopian social infrastructure deal? Is it just a rule from the EPA? How would they enforce this?
Yes, this has nothing to do with the reconciliation bill in Congress or the infrastructure bill, which after the election last night looks even more in doubt. This is a rule that EPA and the environmental lobby have been planning for many, many years. They want to regulate existing sources. So those are existing wells. There are already rules on the book for new wells. And so we've been reducing methane emissions through regulations on new sources since 2016, actually since 2012. But this is about the hundreds of thousands of existing wells, many of which are very low producing, and therefore they're also low emitting. But the environmental lobby has wanted to go after those existing sources for years. So they have been exaggerating the emissions from those small wells, and EPA's moving forward with regulations that could put so much additional cost on those lower producing wells that many of them will go out of business and will lose more American production that way. Because they may produce a small amount per well, but together with the hundreds of thousands of small wells that there are, they produce about 20% of America's oil. so significant. You know, it's just another reason the president is constantly asking Russia and OPEC to increase their production. Doesn't make sense. We can produce it here. We do it more environmentally responsibly than certainly they do in Russia and Saudi Arabia and other countries. So it all just doesn't make sense.
So the effect here is limiting oil production in the name of the environment and methane production on existing wells. That will be the effect of this if this rule becomes the law of the land.
That's right. If it goes forward as is, that would be the effect. Now, we are looking to the Department of Energy is putting out a study in December that will look at actual emissions from these marginal wells. So I would note that, again, this rule was rushed for political reasons. Normally, a regulating agency would just say, hey, wait, this new information is coming out soon. It's significant. Let's wait to write our rule until we have that information. That would be what a rational agency would do, not a politically motivated agency. But this study will come out. I think that will inform the administration that the emissions from marginal wells are relatively low. And so I hope that I hope that that information will help convince them to change the rule. And, you know, we always go through this process. A new rule comes out almost every time regulators put out a rule that's impractical and has several things that need to be fixed. And that's part of the rulemaking process. We in the industry engage in that process constructively. We provide technical information. We provide information about how we operate in the field and say, hey, this aspect doesn't make sense. Let's change it this way. But when you have a politically motivated agency, they don't always take that rational input. And sometimes they'll move forward with a rule that doesn't make sense anyway, knowingly. We've seen that in Colorado, where the rulemaking process is designed to drive oil and natural gas production out of the state. Now, obviously, we don't have that situation in North Dakota, which actually appreciates the industry and realizes the contribution it makes to society and to the state budget. But at the federal level, we often get rules that need to be fixed, or sometimes we have to litigate them. So we are, Western Energy Alliance and other industrial groups companies, we support rational, balanced regulation of the industry. But when that balance is tipped too far to one side, when it starts to affect the ability to produce in the United States, when the White House is asking Russia and OPEC to increase their production and doing everything it can to stifle production here, that's when we're going to complain.
Yeah, Jennifer Granholm, Secretary of Energy, says on Meet the Press this weekend, oil markets are controlled by a cartel, OPEC. So in our industry, well, we're coming out of the pandemic. We can't turn on a dime. These people are saying that, you know, hey, OPEC, will you produce more so there's more supply while they're limiting supply here, taking, 25% of the land masses on federal lands of oil production, 25% of oil production on federal lands, and they're saying, stop, you can't do it on, I mean, they're causing the problem. And add the methane rule to it, the same thing. You can't make this up.
That's right. A couple of years ago, the American oil producer was setting the price globally, and that's when prices were low because we were producing more, and OPEC was not in the driver's seat because American shale producers in North Dakota and across this country met that increasing global demand, and we became a net exporter of oil. Now, fast forward a year to the Biden administration, which is actively trying to suppress American production. So now they've put OPEC in the driver's seat instead of the American shale producer. And that's why prices are going up at the pump.
Yeah, this is not a mystery, folks, at all. But they seem absolutely blind with the obvious answer here. Kathleen Scott, thank you so much. Appreciate the good work you do.
Thank you. My pleasure.
More after this.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, low-price fuel, great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, two for $1. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28-pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Link's Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for $1. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServe USA all month long.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Veterans, active duty guard and reserve police, EMS, firefighters, you are invited to enjoy a complimentary turkey dinner with all the trimmings at the Bismarck Elks November 11th. Thanks to Schwann, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, and participating sponsors where you can stop in and get those free tickets. They are limited. Don't wait. Quality in Action Movers, Bellelli Sport and Marine, First International Bank and Trust, Northwest Contracting, and on this trip at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. Show your proof of service. Pick up a ticket for you and a guest to join me, Scott, and a whole bunch of folks at the Bismarck Elks November 11th. More info at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Terry McAuliffe has conceded the race now, finally. By a statement, by the way. He wouldn't do it last night. Just a little classless, but I guess we've come to expect this from the snarky Terry McAuliffe. But anyway, Youngkin officially the winner in Virginia. Too close to call in New Jersey. When we came on the air, there was a 65-vote difference with 2,400,000 votes. 65 votes,
wow,
separating. It's up to like 5,000 now or something.
Yeah.
So it's more of a lead for the Democrats. He'll probably pull that out given where the votes are coming from. But it was not supposed to be that close. And the other election result, last night in Minneapolis, 57% of woke Minneapolis said no way, no how. Time for a victory lap for our friends from the Center for the American Experiment. And John Hinderacher is here, an issue that they took head-on. All kinds of billboards and efforts to support the police, and clearly the message resonated even in the city of Minneapolis. John, what do you make of that?
Well, it's great, Scott. Yeah, for one thing, it was not close. The no vote won by, I think, 12 points. And you're right. We put up more than 60 billboards around the Twin Cities to support our police. We drove more than 44,000 petition signatures. We did radio ads on the skyrocketing crime in Minneapolis and the Twin Cities area generally. And I certainly hope those things had some effect. But I think the simple reality, Scott, is that notwithstanding all the left-wing rhetoric that you hear in places like Minneapolis, at some level, people are more concerned about their safety and the safety of their families than anything else. And they're not crazy. They understand we need law enforcement.
Yeah, I really took away from last night, just in general, New Jersey being closer than it should have been, the victory in Minneapolis as well as the Virginia, is that, you know, there is a woke agenda out there, but it's not shared by the majority of liberal Democrats even. So that's it takes some comfort in what happened last night. Do you?
Well, it was a good day for America, Scott. There's no question about it. You could talk for a long time about that Virginia election, but one thing going on there is that Glenn Youngkin, who is basically a businessman who got rich in private equity or whatever and decided to go into politics, that's not usually a promising profile, right? But Glenn Youngkin turned out to be a really good candidate. And Terry McAuliffe, notwithstanding his many years in and around politics, was really kind of a lousy candidate. And there were a lot of factors in that race. We could talk about them for a long time. But part of it is that the Republicans really did come up with a good candidate that had a broad appeal.
First time, really, that critical race theory was on a ballot in a big way. And Democrats try to say there is no critical race theory. It's not being taught here. Don't pay attention to this. Dog whistle racist issue. Tried everything and completely rejected. Given the efforts of the center, too, on this front of educating people about what is being taught and what's being attempted to be infiltrating to indoctrinate our schools, that is the moms made the biggest difference there in a very close election, didn't they?
They absolutely did. And Terry McAuliffe repeatedly saying, parents shouldn't run the schools. Parents, get out of the way. The educators should run the schools. That, you know, our polling shows, and I've seen other polling as well, indicating that's what Democrats actually believe. That most Democrats actually want parents out of the way so that the schools can indoctrinate our children. Well, that's not what most voters want. And we saw that in Virginia. And, you know, the party line, we hear it over and over again, Scott. The Democrats say, oh, critical race theory, it doesn't exist. It's only in the law schools, blah, blah, blah. And the parents know that's not true because they see what comes home in their children's homework. And they saw what was going on in the classroom during COVID when the kids were stuck at home. And the precepts of CRT, systemic racism, whiteness is evil, divide kids according to skin color and pit them against each other. Absolutely, that's going on in the public schools, and the voters don't like it. And we're going to see those same kind of results over and over again.
We've had a number of listeners who say, hey, how can you be happy when 42% of Minneapolis says they don't want a police department? I take the 57 plus numbers in Minneapolis, in blue Minneapolis is pretty good. But what do you say to folks that say, how do you celebrate when 43% of people said they didn't want a police department?
Well, you know, the campaign in favor of that charter proposition, it was all feel good. There was a huge amount of money behind it. I think George Soros put $500,000 behind it. All these nonprofits came in, groups from outside the state of Minnesota. It was all this soft focus, you know, we are the world, you know, vote yes. And you know, given the effort that was made there and given the fact that, yeah, there are quite a few left-wingers in Minneapolis, I'll take a 12-point win any day of the week. And by the way, two incumbent city council members who supported defunding the police went down to defeat as well.
Good point. John Hinderacher, Center for the American Experiment, expanding to North Dakota to help their cause. Find out more at americanexperiment.org. Thanks, John. Good chatting with you.
Thank you, Scott.
Today by our friends at Advanced Business Methods, by the way. High-end computers, that's what your printers are. Are they safe? Trust the folks that have been at this for 50 years to make sure the bad stuff can't come into your business. ABMnow.com, ABMnow.com. God bless you.
Sean Spicer's new Radical Nation blows the lid off Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's real socialist plan for America. President Trump says you must read this book. Newt Gingrich says Radical Nation can stop the far left. For the first, Radical Nation reveals Biden's socialist plan, the stuff you'll never see on the big networks. Massive spending, inflation soaring, a border in crisis, new dangers with China. Sean Spicer knows Washington's insider secrets. He reveals them in Radical Nation. Watch Sean and Lindsey Keith each weekday on Newsmax, Spicer & Company at 5 Central on all major cable channels. Or find Newsmax on streaming platforms and smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. And make sure you get Radical Nation, a number one Amazon bestseller. It's at bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer for Radical Nation. Save almost $28. Go to RadicalNation411.com. RadicalNation411.com and the free offer for Sean Spicer's Radical Nation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.